Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Geeta Sadie Kiley. She is the executive director of the Big Sky Film Institute, the home of the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival, which kicks off a big 10-day festival, which will be happening in Missoula, a number of venues starting this coming Friday, running February 19th through the 28th, and over 200 films this time.
Yeah, we keep growing and growing. Nice to be here, Michael.
Well, it's great to get a chance to talk with you. And I do want to tell people right off the bat that there's a wonderful website with all sorts of information. You can follow along at home. Go to bigskyfilmfest.org. And this is the 13th annual festival now. There's a doc shop, activities for filmmakers. You have lots of the filmmakers coming to Missoula for special events and, of course, an incredible amount of showings.
I think over the last 13 years, we really have grown organically with the help of the community of Missoula. We started as a weekend festival with maybe 1,000 people, which was amazing. And now we are a 10-day festival in 5 venues with over 200 documentary films. And we see about 20,000 in the audience, which is pretty amazing. When you think about 200 different films, independent films from across the world, you think, where can I even start? And if you go to our website and you click on selections, you can actually go to the right-hand side and see that we've separated everything into different strands. And those strands are on subjects and issues. We have an art strand. We have a music strand. We have Made in Montana. We have Peace and Conflict. We have, I think, about 15 strands this year. So you can spend a lot of time on our website and just get to know the films a little bit and get to know films that you are most interested in. But I have to say that sometimes it's wonderful to go see a film that you don't even think you'd be interested in, because most people are pleasantly surprised. If it's a short film that's playing in a shorts block and you go specifically to see that film, you might see very different films in that block, and hopefully they're films that you can get a lot out of.
In addition to all the wonderful films that are being shown, there are a number of special events and things for families, children, people of all ages too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Every year we honor a couple of filmmakers who have just made a breadth of amazing films. And this year we're honoring two filmmakers, both women, Lucy Walker and Andy Timiner. Lucy's been nominated for an Academy Award twice. Andy's won Sundance twice. They're both fantastic. And Lucy is going to be showing her films the first weekend and Andy the second weekend. Lucy's also going to be bringing a new virtual reality film, which is really exciting for us. And it can be seen for free at the Rocky Mountain School of Photography during the week of the festival. So that's February 22nd to the 26th. Part of the mission of a film festival is also to expand and educate the filmmaking community. And that was the impetus behind our filmmakers conference that we do called Doc Shop. This year, our Doc Shop is going to be focused on films for change, films that really have an impact on the world. And we are extending an invitation not just to filmmakers, but to anybody that uses media as a tool in their work, in the issues that they work with and deal with. That is going to be happening from February 22nd to the 26th. It is an amazing lineup of content creators and movers and shakers who have really gone viral online and have made a difference in the world with the media that they have made. So I really recommend that to anybody who looks at media as a tool in changing the world for better. We're going to be starting, as we have in years past, with an HBO free screening for the public, and that's going to be on Friday, February 19th at 6 p.m., and it is a film called Mavis. It is a brand new film about Mavis Staples, the singer, songwriter, and civil rights activist. We also have a live concert with Lydia Lovelace. She's an amazing musician, and there will be a film about her on Wednesday, February 24th. And on the 25th at the Top Hat, she's going to come out and play a solo performance. We're really excited about that. A couple years ago, we started a youth program called Schoolhouse Docs. And as a young parent myself, all of my friends kept asking me, what film should I take my kids to? And it was really hard to tell them. A couple years ago, we actually started rating some films that we thought were kid appropriate and kid engaging. We got a group of teachers and educators together to actually give us sort of an age that made sense for those films. And this year, we're going to be showing those films at the Roxy Theater from February 22nd to the 26th.
You do have a lot of the filmmakers coming, and that presents a wonderful opportunity for the public to really get behind the scenes. Are you doing a lot of Q&A and those kinds of things with the filmmakers as part of the festival?
Absolutely. This year, we actually have more filmmakers coming in than ever before, which is so exciting. I think it really brings such a vibrancy to the event to actually get to dive into somebody's story about something and then get to hear from them afterwards about what it was like to make it and why they made it and how they made it and the stories that didn't appear on the big screen about that film. It's really a great experience, and I think that's really something that makes the festival experience a bit more special than just going to see a film at the Carmike or a one-off without the makers available to you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to report that Montana Public Radio is a media partner of sorts in the festival this year. We'll be present at a couple different events, but yes. I was taken by the fact that there are many films, for example, with a musical thread to them, which our music lovers for public radio would love. You mentioned Mavis Staples, of course, that film opening night, but there's a Bill Evans film. There's a number of Made in Montana films that are either set in Montana or Montana filmmakers being featured, right?
Absolutely, and all of those filmmakers will be here, and they range from a four-minute film to a feature-length film, and they're not just Missoula filmmakers. They're really across Montana, which is great.
Can you give us a few highlights maybe of a few of those Montana films or filmmakers that'll be coming?
Jason Berlage is coming from Bozeman, and he did a film called The Middle Kingdom. It's actually in competition, and it's a film that he shot in China, which is interesting. We have a film called Blackfeet Art of the Northern Plains, which is a short film playing with the whole Made in Montana shorts block on the first Sunday of the festival. Our closing film is a new film by Damon Risto called The Bug. Damon is a Missoula filmmaker, and it is all about our favorite car, the Volkswagen Bug. It's going to be a huge crowd pleaser. We're really excited about that. Also, Skip Stones for Fudge is a feature length done by two Missoula filmmakers who did a film a couple years ago called Freeload that was a big hit about homeless riding the trains. There's many, many more. If you go onto our website and check out The Strands, you'll be able to check them all out. After Mavis, on opening night, we're showing a film called Minimalism, and it's about the minimalists that live right here in Missoula. And on Monday night, we have a film called The Fight to Follow that was made by Missoula filmmakers about George McAlevey. He's a musician who was in Soul Asylum, and George is going to be playing after the film.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So if you'd like more information, you can certainly go to the website, BigSkyFilmFest.org, or this number, 239-5034. I like what you said earlier, and I've had this experience myself, which is just show up at one of the theaters on a night and be surprised, because I think the interesting thing about a festival like this is you've already done the curating. You've already done the work to put together a screening, to put together an evening, and opportunities to see something that you might not otherwise see, right?
Absolutely. We had 1,500 submissions from across the world. When you actually looked at a map of our submissions, there really wasn't a space on the map that a film did not come here for us to look at. And of those 1,500, we selected about 200 films. So we really have curated the best of the best to share with the Montana audience and the filmmaking audience at large. We also want to make filmmaking opportunities possible for our young Montanans. And so during the film festival, we run a mentor filmmaking workshop. It's the second weekend, and it's open to all Montana teens. All they have to do is go online and under Doc Shop, click on Mentor Filmmaking Workshop and sign up. We still have spots available, and it'll be a weekend workshop where they learn how to film, they learn how to edit, they learn how to interview, and they actually make a PSA that will be shown on the last day of the film festival.
The 13th annual Big Sky Documentary Film Festival starts Friday, runs February 19th through the 28th at a number of venues throughout Missoula. The website again is bigskyfilmfest.org, or you can call 239-5034. Another contact number for you there. I've been talking with Gita Sadie Kiley, who's the executive director of the Big Sky Film Institute, putting on the festival this coming week. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot, Michael.